प्राप्ति मात्रेण भोक्तव्यम नात्तकाल विचारण
महासात पहले ही बस
नमीयते ब्रजवपुषे तरीरंबराया गुंजावतंस परिपिच्छालसन्मुखाया वन्याश्रये कवलवेत्र विनाय वेणु विशान वेणु लक्ष्माश्रिये मृदुपद पशुपंगजाया
नौमीड्यते भ्रवपुषे तडिदंबराय कुञ्जावतं स परिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय वन्यस्रजे कवलवेत्र विषाणवेणु लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपांगजाय
नौमीड्यते भ्रवपुषे तडिदंबराय कुञ्जावतं स परिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय वन्यास्रचे कवलवेत्र विशानवेनु लक्ष्मण श्रीये मृदुपते पदु पशुपंगजाय
विशानवेनु लक्ष्मा श्रीये मृदुपदे पशुपंगजाय
Lord Brahma, after the pastime of Bimohan Lila, he is now realizing, according to his capacity, the position of Sri Krishna. So here he is offering prayers. First prayer, he is telling that, O Lord, the whole universe is worshipping you. This is in Aishwarya mood. He says, but I am offering my complete respects to your form as a beautiful coward boy. Your body is blackish like a cloud. Your garments are like beautiful lightning color. Your earrings made of gunya, mala, they are beautifully swinging. Your you carry a bamboo stick, a bugle horn, and a flute, like a coward boy. So I am offering my respect to this beautiful form of Krishna, who in his hand he holds a morsel of prasadam mixed with yogurt.
And
his lotus feet are very soft, rice and yogurt.
So many chinna, lakshma sriye,
auspices,
shankha chakra, under other so many auspices.
Signs
are in him. By that you are
wandering the Vrindavan.
Brahmaji, he has realized that the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, to take shelter of his lotus feet, this is the only goal of his life. And to obtain the shelter of his lotus feet, this is the highest purushartha. So Brahmaji, he is fearing that he has committed some aparadh, and he is kneeling on the floor and he's praying that Nomidyate, I'm offering my pranam, my respects to that Idya, you are worshipable for the entire universe. everything from the smallest tree to the to myself, we are all worshiping you. You are composed of everything, and you, everything is take shelter in you, and you are the source of all incarnations. Everything, all incarnations are coming from you. So why are you Idya? Why are you worshipable? Because there's Matsya, Kurma, Nrsingha, so many avatars, and they are all coming from you, but and they remove the burden of the earth. But you, Krishna, you have so many special qualities that no other avatars have. You are causelessly merciful, and you have bhakta vatsalya to your devotees, and also you are full of madhurya. So therefore you are worshipable. So Brahmaji, he is contemplating this, and he sees Krishna. Krishna looks like Abhravapushe. Your body is like the complexion of a new rain cloud. And why are you a rain cloud? Because by the rainfall of your mercy, the jeeves who are burning in the samsar, they are at once feeling pacified just by seeing your form. And those devotees who are like chakora birds, they drink this nectar of your mercy. So therefore you are Abhravapushe. And then seeing this Abhravapushe, Brahmaji is thinking, seeing Taridambaraya, your body is covered by this cloth which resembles the lightning, Taridambaraya. And what is the lightning? Brahmaji thinks that in the normal cloud there is lightning, but this lightning is chanchal. But on you, Krishna, this lightning is fixed and it does not move. So for the jivas to remove their minds from the objects of the senses and fix them on you, this is very difficult. But Krishna is showing by wearing this yellow lightning colored cloth that when your mind is fixed upon me, then there is no more chanchalya. So this is Taridambaraya. Gunjava tamsa paripichala sanmukhaya. Gunjava tamsa, you are wearing earrings of the gunja berries, and on your head is this peacock feather. And because of this peacock feather, your face has a shining, like, and this is your special feature. These gunja earrings and peacock feather, this is superior to any jewelry or any type of ornaments found in Vaikuntha. So I'm offering my pranams to this. Vanyasarje kavalavetra visharnavenu. You are wearing this garland of forest flowers that is superior to those flowers found in the Nandan Kanan gardens of Swarga. And you carry a horn for calling your cows and a stick. And also in your hand is a piece of food that Mother Yashoda has prepared for you. And Venu you keep to call the gopis. Lakshma Shriye. On your lotus feet, there are so many auspicious signs that when you walk into the forest with your very soft feet, then all the devotees see this and they become murchit, they become unconscious because out of love for you by seeing those lotus feet footprints in the forest. So I offer my respects to even these, your lotus feet and those footprints. And Pashupangajaya, O Krishna, you are the son of not Vasudev, but you are the son of Nanda Maharaj, because Nanda Maharaj is taking care of all the all the cows, so he is Pashupa, and you have come from his body, so you are Pashupangajaya, and I'm offering my respects to the Nanda Maharaj.
Very good.
This is Gurudev commentary in Hindi.
So Lord Brahma, he has his Aishwarya Mohi Bhakti, his Bhakti is mixed with Aishwarya, and he's praying in this verse. Why is he praying? Because he has just seen this Leela that he inspired. He saw this very sweet pastime of Sri Krishna taking the part of all the cowherd boys. And at the end of this pastime, he saw that Krishna and all the cowherd boys, they assumed Vishnu Murti forms.
So even though he's seeing the cowherd boy pastimes of Krishna, at the end he's seeing that actually each one is Vishnu Bhagavan himself. So he's offering this praise saying that you are the only worshipable Lord for everyone in the universe. You are the source of all everything, all incarnations. So I'm offering this prayer to you in order to attain you and also for your pleasure. I'm offering this prayer for the pleasure of you. So he's saying, O son of the cowherds, Pasupanga Jaya, he's saying that your body is very dark, like a beautiful new rain cloud in the monsoon season, and your cloth is like lightning, golden color. He's saying your beautiful face is adorned by gunja earrings. And Lord Brahma's meaning in this, by mentioning gunja earrings, he's meaning that even though this is a very common thing in Braj, like a small berry, he's comparing it to the very beautiful jewels of Vaikuntha. It's superior to these jewels of Vaikuntha. So he's wearing these beautiful gunja earrings and also a peacock feather on top of his head and very beautiful mala made of flowers and leaves. So he's also saying that Krishna is carrying one morsel of food in his hand. He's equipped with a cowherd stick and a bugle, buffalo horn, and he's carrying a flute for attracting the gopis. So he's saying that your feet are very soft, and as you were saying, they are marked with so many beautiful signs, so that the devotees wandering in the forest, they can see and be reminded of Krishna. What was the last thing? Oh, and you are the son, Pasupanga Jaya, you are the son of the cowherds.
Nanda Baba,
rather than Vasudeva.
In this verse, Ramaji, he's feeling that he's committed some aparadh, but he
saw the glory of Krishna.
He saw the glory of the.
And then.
Wait. Yes.
He realizing
that Nandanandan is the Supreme Lord. Though in a mood of Aishwarya Gan, still he's immersing himself in the sweetness of the Lord, realizing that Krishna, Sri Krishna, is the source of all forms, all avatars and expansions of the Lord, that he is the sweet form of the Lord, as Sri Krishna in Braj, that form of the Lord is the source of all other forms, and the sweetest and the most nectarian form. So he's offering his respects to this form of the Lord, and he's giving very beautiful description of the Lord. That that his bodily complexion is the color of a rain cloud, and Vishnuvachakravarti's purport on this explanation is that describing him as a rain cloud is meaning that his the scorching of samsara in the material world, that he's extinguishing that by that rain. And those devotees who relish this, the devotees are sustained simply by relishing the sweetness and leela of the Lord. And their lives are sustained by this. So he's giving that description, then he's giving the description of the gunja earrings, which are some common berry in Braj. But he's saying that they're so much superior to the jewels that are found in Vaikuntha. So much explanation of how this very, and then that the Lord is carrying a morsel of rice and yogurt in his hand like this, that so simple cowherd boy is the Supreme Lord in this very sweet form person.
So after
after Brahma stole all the cows, then Krishna manifesting himself, all the vision forms in them. Then after, by Krishna's causeless mercy, he showed Brahmaji his Gopal Vesh form, and by the power of Yoga Maya, and seeing this beautiful form of Satchitanand, Krishna himself in the form of this Gopal, he was astonished and he fell down. He came from his swan, fell down like a stick, and then he started offering prayers to Krishna in this form. So he's saying, Namija, he said, oh, I offer all my pranams, my heart and my prayers to you, who are worshipped by everyone in the universe. You are my Ishtadev, and I want to surrender myself to you. I'm surrendering myself to you. So I'm offering these prayers in order to please you. And to, because Brahma felt also very guilty that he did this mistake, and also he was so astonished by this beautiful form, so he started his prayers that, oh Lord, your transcendental body is as beautiful as a dark new cloud, and Achyuta explained the meaning of that, and then your vastra, your garments are as brilliant and shiny as lightning. And then also, Kunjavata, your beautiful face is so resplendent, and it's decorated, your ears are decorated with gunja berries. And the gunja berries are ordinary berries, nothing compared to those in Vaikuntha, but still they're much more superior. And also gunja berry represents Sri Radhika. So Sri Radhika is always dancing on the soft cheeks of Krishna. And then also his hair is decorated with beautiful flowers. He is carrying a peacock on his head. And Vandya, he has a beautiful garland of different varieties of forest flowers and leaves, which are also much more superior than the Parijat flowers in Vaikuntha. And the heavenly planets. And then Kavala, he's carrying this morsel of rice and yogurt in his hands, because he was, again, in his yogamaya, in his original form, he was looking for all his cowherd boys and calves. So he was just taking a shot, so this morsel of rice was still in his left hand. And then Vetra means he had a stick and a vishana and a buffalo horn underneath his left arm, and a flute stuck under his belt. And then his Lakshmipada, his Lakshma Shriya, Midapada means his soft, sweet lotus feet, carrying all the marks, are going everywhere in Braj. And anyone, all the Brajvasis who see them, they become so much in ecstasy, seeing all the beautiful marks everywhere. And thus, he is glorified as Pashupang Pajaya, means he is the son of the king of the Gopals and the Gopas and Sri Nanda Maharaj
himself. Very.
No middhati yabrabhapuse taridambaraya gunjabatam safari pichalla sanmukhaya vanna sraje kavala vetra visana venu Lakshma Sri Mridupade Pasupanga Jaya. Brahmaji, when he stolen cow and calves, then he went to Brahmalok, and Krishna, disguise of Brahmaji, gave him lesson. Then Brahma came down on the earth planet and did Sastranga Pranam, and he saw all his calves, cowherd boy, even stick became 400. Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Aradhav, Brahmaji, Krishna want to show by this pastime that I am not only your worshipable, even my stick, even my flute, even my buffalo horn, all calves and cowherd boys, all are worshipable by you. Then Brahmaji thought, oh, I have to do pranam to all and glorify Brajavasis. Then Krishna will be pleased. I have done blunder mistake. No vidyate abhrabhu, so you are most super worshipable deity, worshipable in this whole entire universe. They explain, so I am going ahead. that this tail, Krishna is wearing the yellow cloth. Why? This is like fixed lightning. In this modern world, lightning is flickering always, not fixed. Why Krishna is using that yellow color? Because it is due to Radhika's bodily complexion. To always remember Radhika, he used yellow pitambar. And in peacock feather, because Radhika's name is there, so want to keep Radhika top of his head, so keeping peacock feather top of his head. Moreover, Pasupangajaya means Pasupa Angajaya. Pasu means animal, the cows and calves. Pa means palan karne vale, who's nourishing. And from his body, Krishna took birth. So Pasupangajaya. Why Brahma is telling Pasupangajaya? Brahma thought, if I glorify only Krishna, then Krishna will not be pleased. If I glorify his father and his associate, then he will be very pleased. Just like you used to tell, if somebody is coming for darshan in temple, if you give their baby, their children some sweet, then parents will be very happy. In same way, if someone glorifies Krishna's devotee, Krishna will be more happy than glorify him directly. So he's telling Pasupanga Jaya. The Nanda voice Pasupanga. Nanda means Nandati Nandayati cha, who is always happy and give happiness and pleasure to others. Like Jasoda, Jasodayati iti yasa, who is giving name and fame to others. So if I glorify Krishna, like Pasupangajaya, reciting his father's name, his father giving pleasure to everyone, then Krishna will be very happy that I am glorifying his father. Moreover, Krishna saw by this, maybe he is not be pleased. So later on he became, he understood that Radhika is supermost, his kith and kin. So he thought, I have to somehow other, have to collect Radhika's feet dust. So he became Brahma Parvat in Varsana, that Radhika's all pastime took place and Krishna is to go there. Want or not, Krishna bound to go, then Krishna, Radhika and all gopis, all brajavasis, he collect feet dust. By this he make his life successful.
That was already before.
Hmm?
Brahma Parvat was already before the
pastime.
Isn't it?
Hmm?
Brahma Parvat was already there before the pastime.
Before that, another Brahma Kalpa Fairy.
Jnane Prayasu the Pastana
Mantra Eva. Jante?
No.
We know that.
Oh, Vrindavan.
You remember?
We know.
Yeah.
Oh, but. Yeah. It is very good explanation for studying, we should do.
In the airport we'll do. We'll do in airport.
Phire ese, okhan theke boro bigaren phire ese.
Then Sriya Suti Mudisha. So many important slokas.
Thank you.
Well, you have to recite that tomorrow, Jnana Priyasu.
5:30.
Na, soa paanch. Soa paanch.
5:15.
Only. Not 5:30.
No, we have our luggages for checking.
5:30 is okay, Gurudev.
We will go at 5:15 and Vrindavan will go 5:30. You can do the late pick up, Vrindavan. You can pick up Achyuta Prabhu and Madhu.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll go at 6, okay. Just race it.
Don't pick for 6.
Yeah.
No, that's
in 5:15, getting there you can get behind.
For this reason, do we accept Brahmaji in our sampradaya? For this reason, are we from Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava?
Krishna had himself given Krishna mantra, Gopal mantra, and Kama guide. And we are Radha Pakshi. Brahma became Brahma Parvat at Varsana. And there is a statue of Brahma. By fluke he gave Kamgayatri to Brahma. And himself Gopal Mantra.